Tom Morris, Fox Sports Chief Football Reporter, just joined me after, I think, getting off a plane in Darwin. Welcome to you, Tom.
Thank you, Dwayne. Yeah, I'm in Darwin. It's very humid. It's just been raining like it only does in Darwin. So it's good to be here, but also good to be on your show talking trade.
You've been talking Adam Treloar for weeks now. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that he's had further conversations with the club in the last couple of weeks, I think since the first spoke, and it's become apparent that they absolutely want him out. They want to trade him, and they told him that he can go to a club of his choice. So he just needs to go back to the club and say, well, I want to go here, and Collingwood will get it done. Now, clearly the Magpies have preferences. They would like him to go to the Gold Coast Suns and get pick five back in return, and the Suns are waiting for a call. They haven't got one yet, or as of last night, they hadn't got one. But my strong sense is Adam Treloar wants to stay. In fact, I know he wants to stay, but if he doesn't stay, he wants to stay in Victoria and be around family and friends there, even though his fiancée, Kim, is going up to play Super Netball in Queensland for the year. So this is a really messy situation now. Clearly, Collingwood doesn't want to be seen as a club that's pushing out one of their best-performing players over the past few years, because it also lowers his market value. And he's also got 5 years left of the contract, so he holds all the power, but he's shattered, and he's very frustrated about what's transpired at the Pies in the last few weeks. And it's resulted in a situation where he feels like there's nowhere else he can go. He sort of has to get out. He doesn't want to be at a club that doesn't want him. But equally, he feels like with 5 years left in his deal, he's got every right to dig his heels in and say, no, I'm going to stay. So it's a really awkward situation.
So North Melbourne have, well, got a couple of picks in the first 10, but they've also got pick 9 as well as pick 2. So they've got pick 9. The Dogs have got pick 12. Geelong's got a few picks in the top 3 picks in the top 20 as well. Melbourne have no picks in the top 20. Their first pick's 23, so you can rule Melbourne out. Well, what club's more likely?
Well, I don't think the Western Bulldogs are likely, mainly because they're already pretty well stocked for midfield. Let's put it on the agenda first, Wayne. Adam Treloar wants to play at Collingwood. And at the moment, that is the status quo. He's got a 5-year contract or 5 more years on a lucrative deal that is spiking next year. And that's part of the reason Collingwood want to move him on. In fact, it's a huge part of the reason why they want to move him on, because it frees up some space in their salary cap. But when you talk about other clubs, I think it's important to talk about clubs that are either in or nearing the premiership window. Adam Treloar doesn't want to go to a club if he is going to go to a club. Right down the bottom of the ladder, he went to Collingwood to win flags. They missed out just in 2018. I can't see him going to North Melbourne, even though potentially that's what the Magpies might want if they can get a first-round pick back in return. So I think it maybe is a touch premature to talk about what clubs are genuinely into him, when all he's thinking at the moment is, I want to stay at Collingwood and play for the Magpies, even though the club doesn't necessarily want me to do so.
So this is going to end in tears, in other words?
Well, it's a bit of a standoff at the moment. I mean, the good news for Treloar and Collingwood is there's time to sort it out. But when you're being told they're not wanted, Wayne, I mean, you tell me, how many people stay in organisations when they're told they're not wanted? Very, very few.
Before I let you go, Josh Dunkley, there's been a bit of Josh Dunkley talking. It's Jesse Hogan talk around today about maybe Sydney could be interested. What are your thoughts there?
Well, start with Dunkley. The Essendon Football Club is absolutely into him, and he's open to the idea, but he hasn't requested a trade yet. And until he requests a trade, it's all sort of hearsay and a bit of natter. I would think that the Western Bulldogs would reject the trade request as soon as it came, if it came. And that's the information that's been given to me, that even if Josh Dunkley says I want to join Essendon on a long-term deal that's more lucrative financially than what he's on at the Dogs, but if the Dogs are just going to say, no, you're part of our leadership group, you've got 2 years left on a contract, you're an upstanding individual, and we want you to stay. I think part of it is that Essendon see him being a consistent part of their midfield, and they're leaving no stone unturned to keep their list afloat so that they can challenge some respect, maybe not next year, the year after. Jesse Hogan, this is a really interesting one, Dwayne, because depending on who you speak to, the narrative is slightly nuanced between Fremantle are open to moving him on to Fremantle really want to move him on. And you know as well as I do that any time a club says, oh, we're open to moving a player on, in actual fact, what they're saying is, we want to move him on. Otherwise, if they wanted to keep him, he's got a couple of years left on the deal, they would say, you're not going anywhere. So I'd be very surprised if he's a Fremantle next year. But it has to be a club like Sydney. It has to be a club that's outside of WA. It won't be Melbourne. He met with Melbourne last week via video conference. They spoke to him, and they've ruled out taking him back, even though he's the sort of player they're looking for, another forward player. I think Sydney's the front runner at this stage, and Fremantle will gladly get that deal done, even though they won't come out and say it, because you remember what happened with North Melbourne and Ben Brown. North Melbourne effectively said, we don't want Ben Brown, and his value has dropped. Fremantle aren't going to say that. They'll say, we're open to it, we're open to doing what's best, and then they'll get a deal done in the trade period. And what we've learned in previous years, Wayne, is any time a club says they're open to trading a player, I reckon 90% of the time that player ends up going. That's been sort of the narrative once the trade period has got more and more crazy on an annual basis.
It's going to be a lively few weeks, Tom, and I know you're part of Fox Footy's trading day as well. Starts next Monday, 5 o'clock at night on Fox Footy. So every night you'll be able to get a little bit of trading day on Fox Footy. Tom, I know you're part of the show, and I appreciate you being part of mine.
Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Fox Sports Chief Football Reporter. By the way, together with Moonee Valley Racing Club, we're also giving you the chance to be at the 2021 Cox Plate with three mates, including food and drink. To be a chance to be a part of that, simply head to icanwin.com.au. Back with a few more of your calls and your texts next.